This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
Joining us in studio right now is the CEO of Fanatics, Michael Rubin himself. Michael, good morning. How are you?
Oh, great. Glad to be here.
Michael, it's great to be with you guys. Yeah, it's great to see you again. I want to get to Fanatics Fest first. So what was the birth of this? Whose idea? I'm sure it was your idea. And what do you expect to have happen that weekend in August?
You know, for me, I grew up a rabid trading card collector. And so I used to go to shows with my dad, my mom, all the time. In the early 80s, God, I'm getting old. And I hadn't been back to a trading card show until about 3 or 4 years ago. When I went back, I had two thoughts. One, this is insane. There were 150,000 people at the first show I went to at the National in Atlantic City. The second thing I thought was, it hadn't changed a lot since I was there in the 80s. And that's why I said, like, look, incredible passion. So exciting to see, you know, how many people come around the trading cards space. But, like, I'd been to Coachella, I'd been to South by Southwest, I'd been to so many different Comic-Con. And when you see that, you see these incredibly brand-right experiences. I'm like, why is there nothing like this in sports? And I started just saying, like, is there anything really outside of the, you know, when you go to the Super Bowl, you've got the Fan Fest, or you go to MLB All-Star, you've got their Fan Fest. There was really no big sports festival. I said, we've got to do that for the sports industry. So this is really came out of really Fanatics saying we got to create the greatest sports festival in the world. And so nothing like this has ever been done before. The first time will be this August 16th to 18th at Javits. We're going to have 200 of the best athletes in the world coming together there. We're going to have, you know, Tom Brady there. We'll have Kevin Durant, Anthony Edwards. We'll have, you know, a bunch of the Knicks, bunch of the Giants. Just so many great athletes coming together. But then you're going to have the sports leagues there. You're going to have, you know, a big collector's zone. You have great brands there. So you'll really be able to do so many different things. I think for the sports fan, this would have been my dream as a 12-year-old kid to just go there for the weekend and be there, like, open to close 24-7 for the 3 days that we do this.
So I know we are your local partner. We're going to actually have three shows there. We'll have Brandon and Sal will be there in the afternoon that Friday, and then we'll have Tiki and Evan there Friday afternoon.
And shows over the weekend.
Shows over the weekend. There will other media partners there as well. I'm sure ESPN. I heard that Pat McAfee show is going to be there as well.
Yeah, I think that's right.
Yeah, so I mean, this is going to be amazing. You know, I don't know if you're old enough to remember this, but I was telling these guys this morning, early in the early 80s, there was used to be called a Super Sports Show down in Atlanta.
I can tell you the greatest story about the Super Show that actually I've probably never told before.
Did it include the Gold Club?
You know, me, I would never go to the Gold Club at the time. I probably, actually, the drinking age might have been 18 then, so maybe I could have gone. Yeah. But so when I started as an entrepreneur, I used to go to the Super Show every year. And you remember Nike had the gigantic booth when you first came in. And this was like as a kid, I started going when I was 15 years old. So the first big deal I made to really make my first money was at the Super Show. I might have been 16 or 17 years old. So you're talking, I hate thinking this, but like 35 years ago.
Yeah.
I'm at the Super Show and I find these Samaki Walker shoes, and they had 250,000 pair of these shoes. And I agreed to buy them for like $8 or $10 a pair. They were like $50 shoes at wholesale. And I had to, like, now I've made this $2 million commitment, $2.2 million commitment, but I didn't have the money to actually pay for them. Mm-hmm. So I remember going to the payphone, and I called my banker at Continental Bank. The guy's name was Dennis Wasilewski. I said, Dennis, I got great news. I just did this deal. We're going to make millions of dollars. He said, oh, what's the deal? I said, well, I just bought this, like, 200, 250,000 pairs of these Samaki Walker sneakers, and we're going to sell them. I got them for like $8 a pair. I'm going to sell them to Modell's and to TJ Maxx and a Sports Authority for like $20 a pair. So that's great. He said, well, why are you calling me? I'm like, because you got to give me the money. I'm like, wait a second. He's like, how much money do you have? I'm like, I need $2 million. I'll put a couple hundred thousand dollars of equity in. And he actually lent me the money on the payphone.
Wow.
That day.
Wow.
That's probably how I made my first $1 million. Literally, is like a 16, 17-year-old kid buying these shoes from a payphone at the Super Show.
Man, you're living the American dream. I mean, you really are. Michael Rubin, CEO of Fanatics. So you've divested from the Devils and the Sixers, right? And this is really your number one thing now.
Yeah, Fanatics is my 100% focus. I was lucky enough to be involved with the Philadelphia Sixers and the Devils, but I was pretty active in the Sixers until about 2 years ago. It became way too complicated. You know, with Fanatics growing beyond just our core consumer products merchandise business into the collectibles and trading card business, into the betting business, it was just too complicated. You can't take bets on your own team. You can't have deals with individual athletes. And we had 3,000 today individual deals with athletes. So basically, you know, most athletes we work with at Fanatics directly in one capacity or another. And so that just made it too complicated. And to be honest, it was a distraction. It was a great learning for me. You know, ultimately we failed. We never won the championship with my involvement. Mm. And when you own a sports team, you have one job, which is to win a championship for your city. But it was a great experience. I learned a lot, you know, got to meet a lot of incredible people. And, you know, today Fanatics is, you know, it really is the greatest job in the world. I mean, we have, you know, 22,000 employees. The company's, you know, growing pretty aggressively. I've only really started this in 2011. I'm going to do this the rest of my life. It's the greatest honor.
I have so much I want to ask you, but what's amazing to me is what you just touched on about how big Fanatics has become. It's amazing how even in the days of Amazon, like when you want sports stuff, it's your place that you go to. It's not Amazon. Like you go to Fanatics, which is crazy.
Amazon's an incredible company, but sports, like what makes sports great is the passion that all these incredible fans that are listening right now have. The reason all of us have jobs is because of the incredible passion of sports fans. And so you can't put that at an Amazon. Like, well, we wake up and go to bed every day obsessed with how do we make it better for the sports fan. And by the way, we're just getting started. Like, we are, you know, when I look at where we are today, I mean, I feel like you feel like we're a bigger company. I feel like we haven't even begun the first inning of the baseball game.
Right.
And so, you know, we've been in the merchandise business since 2011. And that business has grown quite a bit, but we have so much road in front of us. We've only entered the trading card and collectibles business in 2022 and only sports gambling business within the last year. Mm. And, you know, we think each of these three businesses will be, you know, incredibly, you know, large and important business to the sports ecosystem.
You know, you guys are so large and so big now, everybody sees everything that you're doing. And one of the controversies was this year's Major League Baseball uniforms.
Yeah.
And
I'm familiar with that.
Yeah, yes, I know you are. and I'm familiar with it as well. The fans hated the uniforms. They didn't like it. It was not a Fanatics problem. You guys were doing something that Nike had told you to do. And Major League Baseball, I guess, was involved with that decision making.
Yeah, look. Here's the way I think about this. Anytime a player or a fan doesn't like something, as a industry, we've lost. And you know, the great thing about fans is they care about, like, when you talk about what do people care about in life, sports is like, you know, everyone listen today. This is really passionate to them. So if someone gets something wrong and we have any involvement with it whatsoever, I feel like we failed. So the great thing was, Nike's really want to innovate. Nike's a very innovative company overall. And not everything that they go to innovate, not everything we go to innovate works the way you want to. The great thing is when fans spoke, when players spoke, actually they were listened to. And now we're reverting back to all of the old lettering, all of the old numbering, all of the old tailored pants. And I think, you know, the great thing is if you get it wrong, you just got to say, hey, we screwed it up, and then let's go back and fix it.
Yeah, and I think you did that. You know, by the way, as a huge Ranger fan, hockey fan, I did post on X that you guys were taking over the uniform manufacturing.
Yeah, a little bit. Sitting here today, seeing an Adidas jersey and a Reebok jersey, I don't see our new Fanatics jersey.
I have it.
We've got to get the marketing. You know,
I got my hockey jersey.
Yeah, we have it here. But yeah, these are legends right here. Rod Gilbert and Clark Gillies are legends. Those guys have passed away. They hang here in their
honor.
We
just want to be an addition to their honor.
All right, so if you want to make their jerseys, we'll hang them up. But here's the thing. When I posted on X that you guys were coming out with those jerseys, immediately, I mean, I can't tell you how many hockey fans were making fun of the fact that, you know, are they going to do it like Major League Baseball? Are they going to do it? And then I investigated a little bit more. You guys are with SP up in Canada.
Yep.
And same group of guys, same kind of designers. You sent us the jerseys, and obviously you went above and beyond with these jerseys. And now for the first time in 10 years, fans will be able to get actual game-style jerseys as opposed to replicas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Yeah, look, one of the great skill sets we have, and there's a lot of things we don't get right, we're really good listeners. And what we heard about the hockey sweater is people loved what they had, but there were a few things they want to make better. So what we said we would do is we would reinforce parts of the jersey where they had issues. People actually didn't like the dimples in the jersey. And so we basically took the existing jersey, listened really closely to the players and fans, and then made a slightly better version of it. And the reaction has been 10 out of 10. Here's the great thing with a sports fan. When you get it wrong, they're going to tell you loud. Mm. But when you get it right, they're also going to tell you loud. And the reaction we've had to the hockey jersey has been spectacular.
Same thing when we do radio.
That's why we have the greatest jobs in the world. Like, you know, I don't know. Can you curse on radio?
No, you can't.
No. Okay, not a podcast.
Like, we're on CBS as well.
Perfect. Okay. So yes. In respect to CBS, when you screw something up, when you screw something up, you know, we want to know. That's what makes us better. When we get it right, it's nice when people tell us. So yeah. I actually have this horrible disease. I live in, like, the place where the most negativity is social, right? Mm-hmm. And I go to bed and wake up every day looking social. And you know what? When people give us a hard time, if they're right, I'm like all over that. And if they're wrong, then you just try to figure out how to communicate better. But this is the way you make your company better.
Your story is amazing because, as you told us, this story, when you were 16, you buy these sneakers down at the
Superstore. Some Hockey Walker sneakers, baby.
Unbelievable.
Atlanta Super Show.
Right. So you go to Villanova, you drop out of Villanova. And then you go on to create this incredible company. Like, how, that's like the American dream.
Look,
you're living the American dream.
Everyone is different. I was legitimately the worst student in the world. I tell people this, they don't get it. I got a 780 combined on my SATs. Now, you got to be really stupid. I almost cursed again, by the way.
Yeah.
You got to be really stupid to get it. You're not really. I'm saying, you would have expected. Not really stupid. I'm saying it the wrong way. But, you 780 is not a good SAT score. That's a combined score. Okay?
Some people don't take tests well. We know that.
But I'm not the person who learned well through school. Same time, as bad as a student as I was actually a worse athlete. Okay? And the reason people joke all the time, why do I post these clips of my horrible athletic skills? Why do I make fun of myself that I got a 7-8 on my SATs? Because I want people to know what's possible when you just work your ass off. Okay? And for me, what's made me successful always has been an unrelenting work ethic. I work harder today than I've ever worked, and I love every minute. I work 17 hours a day, most days of the week, probably 350 days a year, and I'm honored to do it. And you know what? I have good relationship skills, and I have a little bit of common sense. If you put those things together, and you're just unrelenting, you generally get to a good place. And so that's what makes me me, and that's why I like to make fun of myself about being a bad student or a bad athlete.
You know what? You got a hell of a lot of energy. I can tell you that right now.
And that's why he makes me feel like a failure. Honestly,
you're not a failure.
Or we can all inspire each other and push each other up.
I mean, yes. By the way, there is somebody in here that actually did play sports.
Yeah. Well, you know what?
That was a long time ago, though.
Yeah. Here's the thing. I needed you. I'm sure you saw beach volleyball or our beach football a few weeks ago. Did not turn out well.
Yeah, the white party.
Yeah, I thought as soon as. You know, Brady said you can be on my team. It's the first time ever picked me on a team. When Brady said, come with me, we got this. I thought we had it. We were playing CJ Stroud, and I had Brady, Micah Parsons. I had Travis Scott. I thought we were like, it was.
Who doesn't belong and why?
Yeah. And by the way, I thought we were great. And sure enough, CJ Stroud and DeMar Hamlin looked at me. They said, Tom Brady, we're giving this everything. There's no playing here. We're taking down Tommy if we can. So looking forward to the rematch.
So the white party was amazing out in the Hamptons. And how many people did you end up having at that party?
A lot less than people think. It's actually, people always give me a hard time because, you know, everyone of your friends wants to come to the party. But it's a party. Last year we had 340 people. This year we had less than 400 people. So it's a really intimate party. It's just, you know, a lot of people that are well-known come. What I love doing is bringing people from different backgrounds together. That's really what Fanatics Fest is about. Like, if you really think about this, I'm trying to bring the greatest athletes, the greatest artists, the greatest sports fans, the greatest teams all together for Fanatics Fest and create this kind of never-been-done sports festival before. Same thing with the white party. You see, what's amazing to me is you could see, like, the CEO of Uber, the CEO of Airbnb, or Jack Dorsey, who, you know, created Twitter, sitting there talking to the greatest athletes, the greatest artists, and you see so many great things come out of this. We've actually made a couple marriages already.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, listen, next year for the white party, I just want one invite. It's not for me, but it's for our producer, Al Dukes.
He's not going
to
go.
I would just love to have him have an opportunity just to be there to rub elbows with some of these great people, because he's a great person himself, even though he's not here today. But, you know, it's a huge party, gets a lot of press. FanFest is going to get a lot of press.
Yeah, and by the way, it is. It's a 13-hour party, yes. And FanFest is actually going to be a 3-day weekend, so I can't wait. I'm going to be there the entire time, from before it opens each day to after it closes. I'm going to be listening to fans. I'm going to be watching what people love the most, what people don't. And by the way, I'll probably be embarrassing myself in a bunch of, Brady's going to be throwing passes to a couple hundred kids one day, and I know...
The 40-yard dash. You have a lot of immersive stuff going on.
But you can come out for me. I think what I should work on is, I know for big WWE fans, you can actually come out as if you're your favorite WWE star, to the same way they make their entrance, you can make your entrance. That's probably the one thing I could do without screwing it up. A lot less pressure than catching a pass I took some batting practice at MLB a couple of days ago. It was not good. Did you see my pitch?
Stay in your lane.
I got to learn to stay in my lane. I think it should be more. I should work on my WWE entrance, or maybe I do have a lot of aggression. So the UFC fighting challenge, where you can kind of see the strength of your punching, that might be a good thing.
Real quick, how difficult to get all these people together to commit to one weekend?
Brutal. But here's the great thing. We've built such great relationships. When we ask people to come out, they generally show up. And so, our team does a lot of it, but I'll call anybody who we need. The thing with it, nothing's beneath me. So I'll call anybody we need to say, hey, here's what we're doing. And the thing that's interesting, a lot of people don't understand what we're doing. So you got to explain it to them. So when you call someone and say, our team calls and they explain it, it's a little harder to digest. You're going through multiple marketing people. First, I just FaceTime somebody and say, yo, I'm creating this first-of-a-kind sports festival. We're going to have 200 athletes there. You know, we're going to have a 2,500-person stage with the biggest athletes in the world being interviewed about things that are important to them, to all these league activations. And by the way, we got some crazy announcements coming that we haven't even announced yet that are going to make it even that much more special. So I think I'm always like a really nervous person when I do something for the first time because my personality is like, when I do the white party for the first time, like all you're thinking is everyone going to show up in the Hamptons, okay? When I do Fanatics Fest, I'm like, we got to get 100,000 of the best sports fans in the world to come through this and have the best time of their life and say, like, this was incredible. Like, I'm going to be out there asking people, what'd you like? What'd you not like? What could we do better? But, you know, bringing people together for the first time, it's not easy, but I think people trust us and believe in us, and so they know. And we do know how to put on a party. Like, if there's one thing people would say,
yes,
you know, we do know how to put on a party. If the whole Fanatics thing doesn't work out, I could always be a party promoter. Yes. I joke about that all the time.
Will you hang around for one more segment?
Of course.
I appreciate it.
I don't know that he can. Can what, he or
can
not?
Can he stay for one more segment, guys?
According to his people, no.
I can't if my guys let me. I just do what I'm told.
Your people are saying no, so whatever. But I got to tell you, Michael, good luck for Fanatics Fest. It is going to be an awesome, awesome weekend here in August. And I know that you guys are going to take a huge footprint at the Javits Center. You also have a huge memorabilia part of this. There's also
there's
a store
everything
there.
A sports fan could dream of, from the greatest league activations to a great collector section to a, you know, great store to special drops to special people dropping things that nobody knows about yet. That there's going to be lines of thousands of people to get. And most importantly, maybe you'll give me like a really soft football toss that I could catch, like maybe from like 3 feet away.
We could do it right here,
It's right there.
Okay,
right there.
We'll do it right here, right now.
By the way, just for the record, I had about, I probably had 15 questions to ask him. I got two in.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
That's okay. It's your show.
I got it. No hands.
There you go.
He caught it with his chest.
Fanatics Fest NYC, Javits Center, August 16th to 18th. Michael Rubin, thank you very much for coming in. And hopefully we get to do it again at some point. When you got more time, exactly. I want to talk about the ski stuff.
I've been on a radio show.
Holy smokes.
16.
You weren't on with me and Craig.
No.
He talked about you all the time.
Craig's family. We grew up together.
Which is amazing. Thank you very much for coming in.
Glad to be here.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.